When the year began, Hollywood's golden couple was Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, but the rumors were flying. While he was shooting Mr. and Mrs. Smith on location with Angelina Jolie, one of the sexiest women in the world, Brad's marriage to Aniston was falling apart. The rumors of infidelity swirled, and the 7-year relationship was over. Was Brad dating his co-star Angelina? To this day, despite all of the speculation, Pitt and Jolie refuse to confirm that they're a couple.
Gary, this is Couples Bowling, and since you and I are no longer a couple, I think you should leave.
Meanwhile, Aniston was rumored to have sought solace with her new co-star, Vince Vaughn, in a movie called, ironically, The Breakup. With all of these stories in the air, the tabloids were relentless.
You just try to, you don't pay attention to it, you know, just tune it out.
Colin Farrell is suing an ex-girlfriend over the release of a sex tape. Actress Renee Zellweger's quickie marriage to country singer Kenny Chesney was annulled, officially for fraud, though neither celebrity seemed willing to explain just what that meant. With all the excitement over these celebrity breakups, the paparazzi were seemingly more aggressive than ever before.
They're bottom feeders. I think they're just the lowest form of cheap, easy money. Cheap, cheap, easy money. They should try to make a living doing something that they can wake up in the morning and feel good about.
More celebrities may wind up fighting the tabloids in court, like Kate Hudson, who is suing several British papers for portraying her as someone who is dangerously thin. Cameron Diaz took the stand against a photographer who'd taken topless photos of her years ago. He was convicted of blackmail. Russell Crowe also faced a court date this year when the Australian actor threw a phone at a Manhattan hotel clerk after he was unable to make an international call. Crowe got off with a slap on the wrist. Of course, Crowe was trying to call his wife, proving that romance isn't dead. Without a doubt, however, the couple of the year was Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Their whirlwind 3-month courtship was full of public declarations.
He's the most amazing man in the whole world.
I try to restrain myself, but I can't. So.
There was speculation that the whole thing was a plot related to the Church of Scientology.
There's things in my life in Scientology and tools that I've spoken of before that I apply to my life that help me, to overcome barriers and problems, and that has been extraordinary in my life.
As the relationship and Scientology stories swirled around him, Cruise wound up in a confrontation at the London premiere of War of the Worlds after a prankster squirted him in the face with water.
That's incredibly rude. I'm here giving you an interview and answering your questions, and you do something really nasty. You're a jerk.
But back to the relationship. Cruise and Holmes felt they were ready to take the next step after only a few months and got engaged in Paris. If the ring didn't settle the issue, the next surprise should have. The announcement that Holmes was pregnant and Cruise was the father was a final shocker on the year's wildest relationship. Holmes is due to deliver their baby roughly around the same time that Cruise's new movie, Mission Impossible 3, is scheduled for release. But that story will have to wait until next year. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.